The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
The network children ask for by name. The Defenestrate Media Network.
The world's greatest podcast network.
It's Monday in America, and you are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, J.M. Bell's The Left Show.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Look, I don't know why we're just sitting here.
Yeah.
Poking an open wound from our early childhood.
Not mine.
That's true. We do basically at the comic book show, we do obituaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in the last couple of years, for some reason, all these people we knew growing up are dying.
Just shows you how old we are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Bob McGrath died. He played Bob on Sesame Street.
Bob.
And of course, to commemorate his passing, I played the people of Sesame Street teach Big Bird what death is. Sounder.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it ended up being a little bit more maudlin than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Bob McGrath stands up and starts to cry.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Hooper was really dead. They weren't just getting rid of an old character.
Yeah. And he's, meanwhile, he's talking to Big Bird, played by Carol Spinney, who passed away just a few years ago. I remember having a mournful moment about that.
Yep.
And then you've got Bob talking at the same time. I'm like, God damn.
A little rough.
Yeah, that was rough.
I mean, we had a week with some good news in it, and
death.
Bob McGrath died.
Bob McGrath died, yeah.
And then Kirstie Alley died, and I'm like, I could give a shit.
Nobody cares.
It was one of those where it's like, she was in Wrath of Khan, and then at the same time, you're like, yeah, and she was also a massive MAGA head.
She also thought it was really funny that her parents died in a car crash while they were dressed in blackface.
Wow, that is a level I had not heard before.
That's pretty okay.
That's also the second time today that blackface has popped up.
Yeah.
It should not be the any times.
Well, no, not that it happened or that mm-hmm. either of us did it, because that wouldn't happen.
Well, but, yeah, obviously.
Mr. J was watching an old-timey Christmas movie that it turns
Holiday
out
Inn.
Didn't end didn't age well.
Did not age well. No, it's Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby. It's the first movie that had White Christmas, the song White Christmas in it.
And
my wife was wanting to watch it, so I came down and White Christmas, they just started singing White Christmas. I was like, oh, you're watching Holiday Inn, cool. And then the next song they sing is Happy Holidays, and I'm like, oh, look how woke they are, making a joke. Next song, Bing Crosby and blackface singing about Abraham Lincoln. I was like, never mind about the woke part,
I'm out.
Oh man. And he's singing black, he's in blackface, he's got an all African-American band backing him, plus a main character in the movie, his maid, is African-American. She's singing the song off in the background to her two African-American kids, and I'm just like, ooh, this one's not going well, is it? I'm like, did you think it was okay because there were actual black people in the movie?
I thought it was okay because they were white.
Yeah, that's the whole
point.
They
can do that.
We're white. We can make this happen. Yeah.
Meanwhile, from the set of The Lone Ranger, three Hispanic actors dressed as Indians were like, hey, man, that's fucked up. Oh, what a time for entertainment.
Yep. 1940s.
No, that's all. I'm trying to decide what the hell to get my dad for Christmas, and I'm thinking the Lone Ranger box set, because when I was a wee child, we used to live right across the street from the church that we went to. And from time to time, Dad and I would sneak off and go to the house and watch Lone Rangers reruns until everybody got home from church. Because we lived across the street, we didn't have to travel as a family.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so we'd do that. So I'm just, it's one of those weird things now that I'm, you know, a parent to adult children. And there are things from their childhoods that I remember that they have no fucking idea about, and vice versa. Special things that I did where I'm like, I have no fucking memory of that at all. You know? And then there's stuff I do remember, like telling the kids I was going to make it snow when I watched the weather and knew it was going to snow. I'm like, you guys want some snow tonight? We don't. I think I'm going to make snow tonight, guys. And then they'd wake up in the morning and there'd be snow. And they're like, holy shit.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That and they thought I was Batman.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah. That was a good one. It wasn't all that hard. I was working nights. Where are you going, Dad? I got to fight crime.
Perfect.
Why
perfect cover.
Why are you fighting crime, Daddy?
Somebody's has to.
I'm Batman. With great power comes great responsibility. You're six. You don't understand why that's not.
You don't know.
Truth, justice, and the American way. Where's the trigger? Where's the trigger? Where's the trigger? So, it's a big week in the news. We did a thing that I'm happy about. And that happiness is not conflict-free.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so Brittany Griner is free. Outstanding.
Very
that
happy.
That is fucking great. Two-time Olympic medal winner. LGBTQ person. Plays for the WNBA. And also, like most folks that don't make the multi-millions of dollars in a sport, travels to parts of Europe to play there in their leagues.
Right.
She played in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's paying attention. So we know that she got caught with a couple of vape sticks and cartridges and suddenly went through 8 fucking miserable fucking months as a hostage of the Russian government.
Yep.
She was put in prison because they have a zero tolerance policy to marijuana. Locked up, but
she was also put in the camp where you had to go physical labor.
The gulag.
Yep.
Yeah.
The gulag. And meanwhile, she's high profile. She's got money. People know who she is, so there was a big outcry to get her freed. Anyway. Please to continue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what we did was a prisoner swap. Pretty fucking normal.
Yeah.
The Except, prisoner, however.
Yeah.
His middle name, I believe, is Merchant of Death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great middle name if you are not that person.
Yeah. His name is Bout. He's a Russian felon. His nickname was the Merchant of Death. He was an arms dealer. Without the good looks or charm of a Tony Stark. He's just a Eastern Bloc dude with an ugly mustache who is committed to that mustache because he kept it from his Merchant of Death days all the way through his prison sentencing and release. So he's only served, I think it was 8 years of a 20 some odd year sentence. And we traded him. And I understand why we did it. And I am happy to have Brittany Griner back. Very happy. You know? I just have a feeling this one's going to swing around and bite us in the ass.
Well, and on top of it, there are, I know of at least 2 other Americans being held in Russia for the same crime that Brittany Griner was incarcerated for. And to my knowledge, they're still there. So I would think swapping the Merchant of Death should be worth at least 3 prisoners back. That's just my, you know, if I'm doing a trade, he's a higher value trade than, you know, a WNBA star and two other Americans. That's all.
Yes, but this WNBA star is a two-time Olympic medalist, and they made an awful lot of noise when she got arrested.
Yep.
That's the whole point of it. Mm-hmm.
And so she became high-profile enough to deserve the one-off.
Not to mention, it's at the beginning of the war for Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that was the part that was problematic, was I was like, oh, shit. And we'd just gone to war. And I'm like, Russia just gone to war. And I'm like, oh, shit, she's not getting out.
That three-day invasion.
Yeah. But meanwhile, I was talking to my wife about this. I said, but remember, there was this not too long ago, a few months ago, maybe, there was this white woman who had been attacked and killed and everything. And people were just up in arms about it. Meanwhile, there were all these Native American women and African American women who, you know, same shit had happened to them. And yet they're like, where's our justice? Why don't people talk about us?
For years.
I'm like, well, it comes down to she had money and influence, and that's enough to get you noticed. And we need to live in a world where that doesn't happen to anyone, but, you know.
My murder is going to go unremarked.
Because I'm not a white woman.
I don't have money or influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
like,
I'll be sad.
Look at how much they, like, caused the uproar with the Gabby Pimento. I don't know her name. It just always sounded like Pimento.
Yeah, I remember.
And like, and then they made, like, within 6 months, they made a movie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Boo.
Yeah.
And yet there were plenty of women who the exact same thing had happened to them. Mm-hmm. You know, and they were, and their families are like, where's their movie? Where's their justice? And it's the same kind of thing with Griner. It's like, well, where's the justice for the two other people that are locked up? And I'm like, money and influence.
Well, and it's more than that. I mean, you've got like Paul Whelan. Mm-hmm. And Paul Whelan, they're like, why didn't you bring Paul Whelan back? And there's two things. One, neither did Trump. And two, he was arrested for espionage. He is a prisoner on a totally different fucking level.
Yep.
You know, do I believe that a dude arrested for espionage, even though he was not espionaging? I think he's worth a merchant of death.
Yeah.
You know, but the Russians are like, we got you over a barrel because the popular lady is making more noise than the espionage guy.
But also, let's remember, like, this is a black woman.
Yeah.
They were going to do so much more to harm her.
Oh, yeah.
They already put her in the gulag. They were going to do so much more that it's like, we should all be thankful she's alive.
Yep.
Well, the fact is that right as she gets incarcerated, we're over there backing Ukraine.
Yep. That's insane. You know,
and pissing off Putin. And so the next thing, of course, he's going to go all out on her as much as he can. Short of murdering her, he's going to do everything to make her world miserable, to say, look what I am doing to your American basketball star. You need to stop supporting Ukraine.
Wonder if any Ukrainian basketball fans were pushing from their end. Russian basketball
Fasenko?
Fans.
Karolinka?
Yeah, something.
I don't know.
Anyway, so just like you'd expect, Donald Trump popped up. The guy who released 5,000 Taliban prisoners in exchange for, survey says, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing and no one. He came unglued on Truth Social after Biden secured Griner's release from a Russian penal colony. Paul Whelan, who's been held in Russia since 2018 on an espionage charge, wasn't part of the prisoner swap. Russia, for some reason, is treating Whelan's case differently.
Can't imagine why.
So, Donald Trump Jr. lost his shit. Said, what kind of deal is it to swap Griner, a basketball player who openly hates our country, for a man known as the Merchant of Death, who's one of the biggest arms dealers anywhere in the world and responsible for tens of thousands of deaths and horrific injuries? He wrote, why wasn't former Marine Paul Whelan included in this totally one-sided transaction? He would have been let out for the asking. What a stupid and unpatriotic embarrassment for the USA.
Unpatriotic.
They did ask for him.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely did. Trump popped up earlier in the year, called Griner potentially spoiled,
deserving of imprisonment after she was detained in a Moscow airport for possessing vape cartridges that contained cannabis oil. Mm-hmm. 9-year prison sentence in a Russian prison camp. Trump noted that she went to Russia, quote, loaded up with drugs, which is not really true.
Listen, Adderall junkie.
I was going to say, Adderall boy, you would have done the same thing because these were, like you, these were prescribed to her.
I'd also like to point out that, you know, in representing our country, she won 2 fucking gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's pretty good at that whole USA, USA stuff.
Patriotic.
Little bit.
Yep.
Little bit. So right after we got Griner back, like minutes later, Biden authorized another $275 million in military aid for Ukraine.
Nice.
Suck it.
Here's your merchant of death. Here's some money, guys. Take him out.
Would you like some bombs? Here's some bombs. Joe Biden on Friday authorized $275 million in military aid for Ukraine, mm-hmm. offering new capabilities to defeat drones and strengthen air defenses. Package also includes rockets for high mobility artillery rocket system, the HIMARS, launchers made by Lockheed Martin, 80,155 millimeter artillery rounds. That's what my dad shot when he was in the Army. Humvee military vehicles, about 150 generators because they need power, something fierce.
Mm-hmm.
It is the 27th use of the presidential drawdown authority for Ukraine, which allows the United States to transfer defense articles and services from stocks quickly without congressional approval in response to an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
NSC spokesman John Kirby told reporters at the White House that the equipment was on its way.
Good.
Yep.
We paid trillions of dollars.
Might as well get some use out of this stuff.
So why not, people use them? The good people.
And then, rounding out our good news, though.
Yay!
Senator Raphael Warnock won his runoff election.
Yay again!
Temporarily handing Democrats a 51-seat majority. Temporarily. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Hmm.
You already know, because you listened to this, but... One, way to go, Reverend Warnock.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, holy shit. How was that so close?
Because there's a lot of towns in Georgia that have very uneducated people or people that are just fucking stupid because they don't watch anything but Fox News. My favorite TikTok was the guy that's like, what do you think he's going to do for... what do you think that Herschel's going to do for Georgia? And he goes, what do I think? And then he kind of sat there and he's like, what will he do for Georgia? And he just kind of sat there the whole time like, well, I guess I got to think about that. It's like, but you're voting for him.
You're voting for him. And I was speculating on the racism side of it. I'm like, so in these little racist towns in Georgia, it's like, well, we got 2 black guys that are running. I'm going to vote for the guy that's good at football, not the guy who thinks he's smarter than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he probably doesn't even think he's smarter than anybody else.
No, but he probably is.
Oh, he's smarter than a lot of people. But like, he's a humble person that's not going to be like, I'm smarter than everybody. I'm smarter than this state.
I'm smarter than that state.
To a white racist in Georgia, no. He's up.
I don't think white racists in Georgia can think that hard about if somebody thinks they're smarter than them.
Oh, I think you're being redundant. I think you just say Georgian.
Yeah.
Suck it, Georgia.
Yeah.
Suck it.
It was fun to watch, though.
It was a little fun to watch. And it's yet another, with the exception of one, of these weird hand-picked Trumpians that just lost and conceded. That's only one that hasn't is Carrie Lake.
You know, you can't get your fellow famous people to be politicians all the time. Mm-hmm. Just because he did it by some... miracle doesn't mean anybody else can do it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, look, we're gonna take a quick break.
So he's wandered back to Texas to be a werewolf. That's
yep.
where we know.
American werewolf in Texas.
Bummer.
All right, we're taking a break. We get back on the other side. We've got news.
My my simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, Jeff here.
And JC here.
Oh, and Taylor.
I want to talk to you about Patreon. Patreon is how, for the most part, we are paying the bills around here.
Come on, help us pay some bills.
It's important. These shows cost money to both make and distribute, and we don't ask for money very often. And what we're asking for here is you, as a listener, pitching in $5, $10 a month, you know, over the course of the year to help us grow and get bigger. We need it now. More than ever.
But look, you're not just throwing us money. We're going to give you something really unique for your money. Normally, everything you get from us is free. You get a free download of our podcast, The Left Show, The World's Greatest Podcast, Comic Book Podcast, and of course...
The truck stop visits.
Yeah, the trucks. And instead, we're going to give you exclusive content. Stuff that we record separately that is then put out for only you to listen to.
Yeah, and our exclusive content, you get more as a Patreon member of our family than you do anywhere else. So go to the website for your favorite of the Defend Media families, whether that be theleftshow.com, worldsgreatestpodcast.com. Click on the Patreon button, become a part of the family, and start getting the cool shit nobody else is getting.
You know you want it. You know you do.
Just do it.
So it's Tiffany's birthday this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Started on yesterday. Goes through the weekend, you know, until the end of Monday. Because that's the day we have off work. I don't know. I know she listens from time to time. And sweetie, if you're listening, happy birthday. I'm glad you were born. I know that you've done the show enough times that other people would probably wish you the same. So if you do, mm-hmm. pop over to her Facebook, give a belated howdy.
Yep.
You know, that sort of thing.
Happy birthday.
I know.
Happy birthday.
I know.
I'm also glad you're born because you make my friend happy.
Aw, she really does. It's nuts. I don't get it. Relationships aren't supposed to be happy. They're supposed to be contentious and yelly.
No, buddy. See? No.
I know. It's weird.
Yikes.
I like it. She keeps asking me. She's like, you know, why are you into me? And I'm like, you're nice to me. She's mm-hmm. like, that's not a good reason. I'm like, it's the best fucking reason.
I think that's a great reason.
Yeah.
That's about the only reason. Yeah. In the end, it's the only reason.
Yep. Yep. You know who's not nice to me?
This stupid cunt.
Kirsten Cinema.
Just spell your name right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Both of them.
Isn't it...
I'm going to call her Kristen Semina.
Okay. We can do that.
She's full of jizz.
I doubt
remember
it.
Remember the word jizz? Anyway, go on.
No, you're good. Senator Kirsten Sinema of Arizona is leaving the Democratic Party to become an independent. She announced this on Friday, right after Democrats won a Senate race in Georgia to secure 51 seats. Mm-hmm. Securing 51 seats means that you are in a clear majority. It gives you more seats in committee. It gives you better positioning for deliberative reasons. And now it resets to 50-50.
Yep.
You know?
Because Cinema said, oh, well, we can't have that.
I can't get paid well enough to stay a Democrat.
She should have, because mm-hmm. they've still got the power in the Senate.
Yep.
And now she sucks and people know. Well, actually, people already knew.
Yeah. Anyway, she said she would not caucus with the Republican Party, according to an interview with Politico. If that holds, Democrats could still maintain the greater governing control in the divided chamber, blunting the impact of her defection. A Sinema's surprise announcement came as the future of the Democratic President Joe Biden's agenda in the second half of his term was already clouded by a Republican set to take control of the House of Representatives on January 3rd. The House... that is now insane in the majority, They've already put Biden on notice that they're going to seek deep domestic spending cuts. That's Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Hmm.
Tougher border security steps. Whatever. It'll never make it through the Senate. And it'll be up to Senate Democrats to foil Republican initiatives.
So wasting another few years.
Yeah, no, that's all they'll do is the waste the next 2 years on bullshit.
But go off about how Democrats are wasting the money.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, both parties are.
So,
you know, with the cinema thing.
We already knew. We already knew.
Well, we knew she'd do something like this. And partisan-wise, we're like, oh, what a horror. She's in a lot of trouble by bailing on one of the two major parties. But I got to tell you, some of the stuff I'm seeing on TikTok lately, there are a lot of people who would prefer if they're throwing their hands up at both parties.
And
it's all because when you finally confront a Republican on all the nonsense that the Republicans do, their response will be, well, both parties are bad.
But here's the thing. Liz Cheney's not an independent. Nope. So that means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Evan McMullen. Deadbeat Evan McMullen is an independent. That means nothing to me.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, it's just that's the way people are looking. And so it might not be a bad thing for her in the end. I don't know.
For her, it will be. And I'll tell you why. She's basically going to split the electorate in Arizona and hand that seat over to Republicans. Because she is going to siphon some Republican vote out, but she's still going to pull, you know, the at least half of the Democratic voices that still like her. Yep. You know, they're the people that get pissy when something bad happens in their neighborhood and they blame the DNC because they don't know any fucking better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when a state house candidate loses a race and everybody's like, well, it's the DNC's fault. No, it's not. It's the candidate's fault. Mm-hmm. DNC had not a goddamn thing to do with it. It's mm-hmm. not how these things work. What she's going to lose out on is the base structure mm-hmm. of support that being in a party has in volunteers, you know, in money, in mail, in all sorts of different ways that she just mm-hmm. won't have access to anymore. She's going to have to either build her own campaign coalition, which she could probably do. Because mm-hmm. she's a high-profile name, and I believe she'll keep making a name for herself into this new Congress. But, I think she splits the vote in a three-way race, pulling more from the left than the right, and ends up handing the seat off to Republicans.
Yeah, unless the Democratic Party in Arizona does the same thing they did here in Utah and just said, well, we're not going to put up a Democratic candidate because we want everybody voting for Kristen Sinema.
No, they're not going to do that. I mean, they've already censured her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've already told her, we do not like your bullshit.
Mm.
So she left, and that's fine. I mm-hmm. think she's not going to run again. I think she's going to flip through that revolving door and run right into lobbying right away.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, the problem she's going to have is none of the fucking Democrats that she would try and lobby are going to have any trust for her at all.
That's okay. She can get her spot on Fox News.
No, I think that's probably what'll happen. She can go over in the token bin with Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she'll get to lobby and still have Senate benefits, you know, medical benefits and stuff that no other American gets unless you've been in the Senate.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
did Bernie flip back to being independent after?
He's the only one I believe.
Run? Yeah, he's independent as well.
He's the only one I believe.
I think it'd be funny if he suddenly said, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to switch back to Democrats." So we have the 51% majority.
He's considered part of that 51.
Okay.
As an independent because he caucuses with the Democrats.
So she would need to start caucusing before we would ever consider her.
Yeah. Yeah, we just don't know what the fuck she's going to do. The only thing she said is, "I'm not caucusing with Republicans." She hasn't said she's going to caucus with anybody. As far as mm-hmm. I know, she could just go back to her office and fucking take a nap.
She probably is.
She probably refused to vote a lot of times, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Congress held themselves a little medal ceremony. Mm-hmm. They gave away several iterations of the Congressional Gold Medal, honoring the police departments that worked to save the Capitol during the riot on January 6th. For some fucking reason, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy both spoke at the event. They're both January 6th deniers.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, not as much as Kevin, but Jesus Christ, McCarthy. Have some fucking anything. Some wherewithal to understand how unwelcome you'd be. So
he thinks of himself as a famous person, and he thinks that people are just going to ignore anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the family of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sitnick, his mother, his father, and his brother, when walking the line after the ceremony, refused to shake hands with McConnell or McCarthy.
Good.
McConnell and McCarthy were not pleased.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm sure they weren't. I'm sure they were.
It was really embarrassing to watch for them. But also, I watched it so many times and I was embarrassed every time for them. But I'm like, you get it.
Over 140 police officers were injured protecting the Capitol, including Sitnick, who was sprayed with a chemical substance outside the Capitol, collapsed 8 hours later, and died the next day from multiple strokes. His brother, Ken, told CBS News that Republican leaders, quote, have no idea what integrity is. He pointed to Rep. Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, who presented an American flag that was flown over the Capitol on January 6th to a rioter and told them they were a patriot. It's disgusting. Takes away everything my brother's done. Takes away the heroism my brother showed. For Republicans, he said, it's just party first.
Yeah, this was a show.
And Ken, for us, and for us fans of Louie Gohmert, we just say, oh, that tracks.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken Sitnick, who is a lifelong Republican, did have words of praise for Representative Liz Cheney, vice chair of the House Select Committee investigating January 6th, defeated in a re-election. Cheney, who was only one of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump, was also ousted from her House GOP leadership position because of her open criticism of the piece of shit. He said Liz gave up her political career to do what was right.
Her job?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Just wanted to make wanted to say that.
I think we're all on the same page there where with Liz Cheney, it's like you did the right thing. Welcome to it.
Yeah. Uber Fax.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah. Uber Fax posted like what do people hold on a pedestal that they shouldn't? And Liz obviously Cheney. Everybody said pussy. And I'm just like politicians who do their fucking job.
Yep.
Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney.
Oh, and this is not the end of her political career.
No.
That revolving door right out to lobbying is wide open for her. Yeah.
So, Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is a disgusting specimen of humanity, and he actually cracked me up this weekend.
Okay.
So, Matt Gaetz is threatening to throw GOP Congress into chaos by blocking the new speaker for 2 months.
Okay. Really?
Yep. He said this week he could block Republicans from electing a speaker for up to 2 months after they take the majority in January. Gaetz told Lou Dobbs. Remember Lou Dobbs?
Mm-hmm.
He's now considered a conservative podcaster. Lou Dobbs. That he's one of at least five Republicans who are banding together to prevent Kevin McCarthy from becoming speaker. Quote, the true question is whether or not Republicans will get into the posture of realizing that this is a process of elimination exercise, or if they're going to begin our term in the majority unable to elect a speaker. And I got to tell you, Lou, that could be a very real possibility. We could go to the floor. No person would be able to achieve 218. We might have to work that out for a while. And it might not be easy. And it might not be quick. Now, they went into a meeting over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In which it is rumored, because it was closed, that the Trump right put the pressure on Kevin McCarthy for several hours. And they got out of the meeting where Kevin was trying to talk people into letting him be the speaker. They got out of the meeting, and the only thing that Matt Gaetz tweeted was a picture of Kevin McCarthy with the caption, Kevin McCarthy. Which is funny. Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
Super funny.
That's gross. It's when you're that racist guy, you know, actually tells a funny joke because it's not racist. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he's creepy.
Blocking their own party.
Yeah. They really are. It's nuts. But what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Watch.
Congressman-elect Maxwell Frost. He thought that for the first few months of living in D.C., he'd be couch surfing to save some money, but as luck would have it, he found an apartment in Washington, D.C., the Navy Yard neighborhood, with a monthly rent he figured he could swing. So this week, he went to view the apartment, spent about an hour filling out the application, providing information for a credit check. He also submitted a $50 application fee. Which is awesome, because the one they made, the one we did here, was $360. That was our application fee.
Jesus.
The one thing that he was worried about was, after a year and a half of campaigning, he'd gotten himself into debt, and as a result, he had a low credit score. Yeah. Despite his low credit, Frost said, the apartment manager said that he'd be just fine, and he was not.
Mm-hmm.
His tweet was, just applied to an apartment in D.C. where I told the guy that my credit was really bad. He said I'd be fine, got denied, lost the apartment and the application fee. This ain't meant for people who don't already have money.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not surprising that a landlord would take your application fee and be like, that's fine, and then just take your money and be like, sorry, though.
Yep.
Zillow reports that in Washington, D.C., the median rent is $2,600.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
I don't know. Fuck, I'm paying almost $2,000 for my place. It's driving me nuts.
Ugh. Yeah, but that you're in a you have more bedrooms than there than a $2,600 apartment in DC would have.
That's undoubtedly true. Mm-hmm. But at least there I'd have cool shit to look at.
Yeah.
You know? I could go over. I don't know why I started chewing ice. What a fucking moron.
just go over to the Maverick and just look at the people.
No, thanks.
I know, it's pretty. Yeah.
It's pretty grim over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, no, I want to go to the Jefferson, you know, and hang out.
Poor kid. He needs a co-signer.
Yeah, it's what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
On paper, being a politician pays incredibly well. Mm-hmm. Rank and file members make $174,000 a year. There's rules surrounding their investments and how much they're allowed to make. Bergat noted the election season is longer than it used to be, and that makes it nearly impossible to have a regular full-time job. For Frost's part, he said he had to quit his full-time job and take up Uber driving to make money while he campaigned for a year and a half. Even that wasn't enough to keep him out of debt. There's no career that supports this type of campaigning, particularly for young people. It's for people that are able to withstand that financial burden for the amount of time that they have to, just as we see with Congress itself. The people that are able to do that are disproportionately wealthy and disproportionately white.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Take a page from a piece of shit and make it and flip the script to make it better. Do what Chaffetz did. Live in your office.
Be a ferret.
And talk about it. You know, like Chaffetz did. Chaffetz broadcast about him living. He was saying, it's like, I'm doing this to save the state of Utah money and all this other nonsense, right? And he could be doing it saying, look, I have to live in my office because I can't get an apartment here. And these are the reasons why. And these are the things that need to be fixed. And you need to get people in here like me who will fix this.
As I recall, Chaffetz was invited quite firmly to stop doing that because it's not allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
Then don't tell.
Tell after.
Well, tell after,
ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not permission.
I don't know. It's just pretty fucked up what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've done international news. We've done partisan news. When we get back on the other side of this break, we're going to talk about some fucked up shit.
My pain into purpose is pretty much what I have done to start this foundation.
In August 2020, after the death of George Floyd, Bridget Floyd and other family members established the George Floyd Memorial Foundation in support of the Black community.
It's going to take more than just us as a foundation. It's going to take the community, the world, to make a change.
Fight for racial justice for the Black community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Grant Wall, Bob McGrath, and Kirstie Alley.
Live long and prosper? Not so much.
DC is not happy with Dwayne Johnson. Brad Pitt is selling out. Jenna Ortega filmed that dance scene while sick with COVID.
Prosecute Fauci!
In movie picture news, Charlize Theron tells us what she thinks of us.
Aww.
Not surprised.
A Dark Tower TV series is in the works.
Hopefully they'll do it justice this time.
Wonder Woman 3 may be dead, but the Batman 2 is still happening.
Damn the patriarchy.
In comics, Marvel celebrates Stan Lee's 100th birthday.
Do they really?
Marvel will resurrect Doctor Strange.
But not Stan Lee.
Scout Comics is teaming up with Chispa Comics and Much Moss Media for a Latinx superhero universe. We review All Against All, 14, Spider-Man, Rorschach, and Who is Namor? All this and William Shatner's top 10 albums. Face Front, True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
I don't mean to be disparaging. I'm just saying, if I were William Shatner, a couple of my own albums should have made it to the list.
For some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
A Kansas restaurant is parting ways with its manager after imposing strict rules to employees about taking time off. In a message obtained by the TV station, it showed an Olive Garden manager telling employees that if they needed to take time off, they might as well go and look for another job. The message shared with employees read, "Our call-offs are occurring at a staggering rate. From now on, if you call off, you might as well go and look for another job. We're no longer tolerating any excuse for calling off. If you're sick, you need to come and prove it to us. If your dog died, you need to bring him in and prove it to us."
Wow.
Former manager told employees they'd lose their job if they called off more than once in 30 days. Manager followed up by sharing that they hadn't missed one day of work in their 11 and a half years at Olive Garden. "Do you know, in my 11 and a half years at Olive Garden, how many days I've called off? Zero. I came in sick.
Ew.
I got in a wreck, literally, on my way to work one time. Airbags went off and my car was totaled. But you know what? I made it to work on time."
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
That's so embarrassing.
This is your badge of honor, huh? Okay.
This is the fight you'll die on.
Yeah.
Yeah. After telling employees there were no more excuses, a representative from Olive Garden has confirmed they have parted ways with the manager, as the manager's message did not align with company values. Quote,
"We
strive to provide a caring and respectful work environment for our team members. This message is not aligned with our company's values. We can confirm that we have parted ways with this manager."
You know that you shouldn't be at a job where they call you family. Like, we're here, we're family. And that's like Olive Garden's slogan.
That's bad.
Yep. I would, I'm like over here going, well, if I had COVID, I would definitely come in to prove it to him, make sure he gets it as well as
cough in his face.
Yeah, as well as anybody else can around gets it, just so that he learns, you don't fuck with this shit, dummy.
I wonder if the douchebag with the Harley that just sits there and idles right out in front of my fucking window for minutes at a time knows what an asshole he is.
He may suspect it.
I'd yell at him, but he can't hear me over the goddamn blah 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 of his fucking
exactly.
engine.
Exactly.
You know, which is nice when you're on it, but I'm not on it. He's just idling out in front of my window.
You gotta idle it while it's the winter time. Otherwise, it's gonna whatever.
He needs to do it in his parking spot, not out in front of my place.
Do you want me to throw eggs at him? Do you have any? I will go to another level.
No, I have a shitload of eggs.
I will go to another level and do it so he thinks that I live up somewhere else.
Okay.
There you go.
So.
All right. No, I appreciate your enthusiasm.
I will throw eggs at anybody. I don't even care. Go fuck yourself. Here's an egg.
So, once upon a time, a baker of cakes.
Oh, God.
Had a gay couple come in that would like a cake baked, and they said, "Oh no! Despite being in this, what is potentially the gayest profession of cake baker, we will not make gay cakes." And so they got sued. And it made its way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, we don't want to talk about it. Pushed it back down to the lower court.
Right.
Right? That was a few dead members ago. That was, what, 6 years ago? Six, 7 years ago,
yeah.
So now, the Supreme Court is hearing a case with a website designer who makes marriage websites, wedding websites, the second gayest profession, in my humble opinion, and has decided that they don't want to do any gay weddings. Now, here's where it gets weirder. This is a hypothetical because no one came to them, to this person, asking for a gay wedding website.
She has to say it so she gets customers.
Right. Yep.
That's
this
it.
This is entirely a marketing move. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not, well, okay, maybe a little, but for the most part, this was built and designed by white Republicans to push a case to the Supreme Court where they could overturn protections on the basis of sex orientation and gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is.
That's really what it is, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, I thought the douchebag was going to drive off, but apparently not. He's just going to idle some more.
Now, I will happily make you a marriage website, and I would only do it if you were LGBTQ. That's all. Yes.
Well, that was why I became a minister.
Yep.
Was for the sole purpose of marrying gay folk.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time, because we only had, what was it, 17 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it took that long for my ordination shit to get to me in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Then they stopped all weddings. And then by the time the weddings were legal again, everybody had been able to plan and therefore didn't need a 6'4"
I did.
You did. But you married a straight.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody look it up her site to see if she's in good, like, is she good? I didn't look up. I don't want to support her unless there's ads, and then I'll make her pay.
Yeah.
She comes off as somebody that doesn't do great things. Oh, she mad at Black Santa?
Well, okay, so that's something weird that happened. Let's get to that. The liberal justices offered various scenarios aimed at showing how a ruling embracing Smith's arguments could enable businesses claiming artistic rights to freely discriminate not only against LGBT people, but on the basis of race, sex, disabilities, and other factors. At which point, Clarence Thomas opened his idiot yap and said, how could public accommodation laws regulate speech, noting that Smith's business is not a hotel, not a restaurant, not a riverboat, or a train?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Public accommodation laws exist in many states, banning discrimination in areas such as housing, hotels, retail businesses, restaurants, and educational institutions. This would fuck with that.
Right.
This ruling. Liberal Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson suggested that a ruling bagging Smith could allow a professional photographer to exclude black children from Christmas photos with Santa Claus. You know? Styled in the 1940s, a time of racial segregation in parts of America because they're trying to capture the feelings of a certain area. Kristen Wagoner, the lawyer representing Smith, doubted such a scenario would merit a free speech exemption, but said there are difficult lines to draw, and that may be an edge case. Web designer Lori Smith. You know what? She looks like a lonely Mormon woman from the 80s.
Her office is tiny.
It really is.
So, again,
she designs websites on a Mac?
Hey!
What are you?
Oh, my God.
Some sort of anarchist?
She did this so she could get business.
And buy herself a PC. Well,
technically, designing on a PC is anarchy.
Josh!
She just goes into WordPress. Don't be impressed. She goes into WordPress and does it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If she's one of those.
She is. You know it.
Conservative Justice Samuel Alito asked whether a black Santa could be required under Colorado's law to have his picture taken with a child wearing the outfit of the Ku Klux Klan. Colorado Solicitor General Eric Olson rejected that example, saying such outfits, quote, are not protected characteristics under public accommodation laws. You idiot, how are you on the Supreme Court? I might have added that last bit.
Yes.
Kinda.
Justice Elena Kagan pointed out that the analysis would be the same whether regardless of the child's race. Alito quipped, you do see a lot of black children in KKK outfits, right? Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha.
That's super fucking funny. That's so funny.
Go fuck yourself.
What a dick.
So funny.
Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor suggested that any business engaging in artistic expression could also decline service if they objected to marriage between interracial or disabled people. Where's the line? Sotomayor asked Wagoner. Alito asked about an instance in which someone offered customizable speeches or wedding vows. Can they be forced to write vows or speeches that espouse such things as they loathe? That's actually a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah. Whoops. Alito asked a decent question. But, you know, what are you going to do? Sam Brenton, who works for the Biden administration, has had an issue warrant issued against him because he's accused of stealing luggage. Again. Oops. Sam Brenton, an official at Biden administration's energy department, the DOE, is accused of stealing luggage from an airport in Las Vegas after facing similar charges in Minneapolis. Felony arrest warrant has been issued for Brenton, who is non-binary, after accusations they stole luggage from the Harry Reid International Airport. Charges for grand larceny with a value between $1,200 and $5,000. The warrant states grand larceny is a Category B felony in Nevada, punishable by 1 to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000.
Who is carrying luggage that has that much value?
Drug dealers.
Oh, I love drugs.
Brenton, who serves as the DOE's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition, is already accused of stealing a suitcase worth $2,300 from the luggage carousel in Minneapolis in September. Brenton was seen at the airport that day with the Vera Bradley suitcase, despite not checking a bag in themselves. Brenton was later seen on a surveillance camera October 9th, Washington Dulles, with the navy blue hardside roller bag, which they are alleged to have stolen the month prior. They admitted to taking the suitcase, but Brenton claimed they thought the bag belonged to them.
This is weird.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Reports of a new arrest warrant came after a group of GOP lawmakers wrote a letter to Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm asking for Brenton's resignation. Quote, and if you don't enjoy the delicious irony of this, I don't know who you are. It is simply not possible for an individual to represent American values and simultaneously violate the felony laws of the land.
Wah, wah. Oh, no.
Republicans wrote that. Republicans.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
I wonder if Matt Gaetz had a hand in that one. Huh?
Oh,
hand
yes.
A hand in something. Yeah.
Child sex trafficker Matt Gaetz?
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Brother.
Anyway, what do I think ought to happen? I think Sam ought to be fired.
Yes.
Sorry.
100%.
Yep.
Why are you stealing luggage, man?
Yeah, that's not cool.
Well, you know, he has a kink.
of luggage? Well, I mean, yeah. I guess objection sexuality, but like, come on.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Whatever. But they should let them go. So.
They should definitely let them go. Absolutely.
Circling back on the web designer, I happened to go into her website, 303 Creative, and
more like 404.
I'm not seeing a lot of wedding websites in her portfolio. It's mostly business websites, but I do see four Kevin Van Winkle website designs.
This is what Mormons look at when they're trying to find their anything.
And Kevin Van Winkle is a former Republican state representative from Colorado who is now
a member of the Senate. He jumped over to the Senate. And I'm wondering if he isn't kind of the poke behind all of this to get it in front of the Supreme Court.
The angle in the perception size of her logo on the Mac screen she's taking a picture of.
Yeah.
That she photoshopped on there?
Is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got her perspective skewed stupid.
Also, like, I don't know. That just looks... That looks like when I started Photoshop.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's so bad.
And you're right. It is a WordPress site.
I knew it. Yeah, it's bad.
303 is fully a... Even though her own website is a WordPress site, you can see it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at this point, so are all of mine.
I mean, I don't mind WordPress, but if you're going to make other websites for people, maybe don't do such a shitty job. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I just found it interesting that Van Winkle has been one of her clients for quite a while.
Yep, that's what I was going to look at.
And he's probably poking her to... he was probably poking her to run this up to the Supreme Court.
I don't think she's actually... I think this is fake. Officially, I feel like this is fake. And she's never made a website. I feel like this is just they produced it as fast as they could so they could do this.
Yep.
Because this looks like shit. This looks like a bored Mormon mom from Utah County.
Yep.
Yep.
I like this one where she talks about pulling out.
pulling treasures out of darkness. That is...
Is that like when you... get a lost sex toy back?
I don't know.
Because it's dark.
What are the treasures?
It's
butt plugs.
Butt plugs.
Butt plugs.
Yeah. Butt plugs. You get them back out of the darkness.
Nice.
Yeah.
But that again, image of
no
her.
No kink shame.
No, that wasn't kink shame.
Nope.
Just nice.
I like the image of her working off of a tablet with a bunch of colored pencils and then a Mac next to her. And I'm like, wow, you really know how to waste a lot of time.
She doodles.
Yep. I'm going to do it on paper first. Then I'm going to transfer it to my tablet and do some edits. And then I'll do it on my computer. And it's like, you can eliminate two things right away, kid. I'm sorry.
2 years ago, at least a dozen women on a Qatar Airways flight to Sydney were ordered off the plane at Doha Airport in Qatar. And subjected to forced vaginal examinations. Australia made diplomatic protests as both the airline and the airport are controlled by the government of Qatar. The Qatari government issued a public apology and said that those responsible for those violations and illegal actions have been referred to the public prosecution office. Last month, just before the start of the World Cup soccer tournament in Qatar, some of the women filed a lawsuit in Australian court against the airport operator and the airline. Now, if you think this couldn't happen in the United States of America or that the victims would fare better with government authorities and in the courts in the U.S. than in Qatar, think again.
Guess again.
Today, a panel of judges on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals heard oral arguments in San Francisco in a lawsuit brought by a woman who complained that she was digitally penetrated. I.e. raped in 2019 by TSA staff after they ordered her into a back room of the airport at Las Vegas for a pat down. And she went through the whole body after she went through the whole body imaging machine. It's bad enough to require that. If anything anomalous is spotted on the images taken by the virtual strip search machine, you have to go into a hands on strip search. It's another thing to turn that into a body cavity search involving groping and penetration. Local police who were standing by refused to take a complaint. Traumatized and unable to face TSA checkpoints again, she lost her job, which required frequent air travel. Eventually, after her claim against the U.S. government for damages was administratively denied, she sued the TSA employees and the U.S. government for damages. Unlike the government of Qatar, however, U.S. government has not apologized. said that what happened was illegal or would be illegal if the complaint is proven to be true, or referred the TSA checkpoint staff for investigations or possible prosecution. The TSA hasn't even tried to dispute the truth and factual accuracy of the complaint. Instead, the TSA argued that even if all the allegations in the woman's complaint are true, the TSA and its employees have absolute impunity, regardless of what torts, even rape, TSA checkpoint commit against travelers. The government claims that the federal courts have no jurisdiction to hear lawsuits or consider claims against them. Sovereign immunity doctrine.
They just don't feel like they do things wrong. You apologize, then you admit guilt. They have to talk to their lawyer still.
It's just nuts. And there's nothing you can do.
No.
Administratively, you know, denied. And then you sue, and one court's like, no, it's the TSA, you can't sue. It bumps to another court, and another court. Is this one going to make it to the Supreme Court? And if so, what are those pervert chuckleheads in their black fucking robes going to do about it? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
Nothing. At least one of them's going to ask whether or not there's a pubic hair on that Coke can.
Ew.
Just to finish up on this one, a West Virginia lawmaker is proposing legislation to stop drug offenders from having children in an effort to reduce the state's drug problem. In a meeting with constituents last week to discuss plans to reduce the region's drug problem, Republican State Senator Randy Smith told voters that he planned to sponsor a bill proposing that those convicted of drug offenses voluntarily sterilize themselves to reduce their sentences.
I mean, we're already controlling people's bodies.
Yep. If you want to lessen your prison sentence, if you're a man, you can get a vasectomy so you can't produce anymore.
Do it anyway.
If you're a woman, then you get your tubes tied so you don't bring any more drug babies into the system.
Look at that man.
Yeah, that's a guy right there that wanted to make a drug baby and was told no.
He is a drug baby.
Yeah, he is. Really weird decision to end on that particular piece. I apologize. But that also means that's the end of the show. What we're going to do right now is we're going to run over to Patreon, do another, 20 minutes, half an hour? You know, a little bit of crowd work, making some jokes, telling some funnies. This is where all the dirty punchlines come out. It's over on Patreon, patreon.com/defendmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. We're there every week that we record, both The Left Show and the World's Greatest Comic Book Podcast. And that's really where we'd like to see you. You've still got time, if you want, to get a cool-ass t-shirt with the word penis written on it.
Yeah.
To get that delivered in time for Christmas, so you can wear that to your family Christmas parties. How about regulate your penis? Or the new, my favorite new one, is the Ask Me About My Liberal Agenda shirt. That one ought to be
that one
during the holidays. Anyway, that's it for us. JC, Taylor, thank you so much for joining me again this week.
So glad to be here.
And for the rest of you, we'll see you over on Patreon.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com, defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.